Hello and welcome to Property Money Tree's Maximising Property Values, the once a month show where I break down the steps of how to recognise, enhance and then extract the values in property in order to create wealth. Would you like to find out how you can benefit from the steps of maximising property values? This is even if you don't own a property yet or have a deposit. If that's a yes, then you're in the right place to find out. My name is Patricia Ogunfaber, and although many know me for my work as a solicitor, on this show you will be getting the benefit of my 30 plus years worth of experience of maximising property values, experience which has given me a net worth in millions. So who might benefit from listening to this show? Literally anyone with an interest in creating property wealth. Welcome back. Today we are on chapter 8, which talks about initial rent. So that is the first rent that a landlord would charge a tenant. So here we go. New tenants can challenge an agreed rent from the day that they move in and up to 6 months of the tenancy starting, even where the rents are not significantly higher than those in the locality, and even where there are no comparables, brackets, two conditions that are currently applied to initial rents, but which the new law will remove, close brackets. You can see the current prescribed form for this in Appendix 5, which if you haven't got the book, you won't be able to see it, but you can go onto .gov.uk website and look for the form to challenge initial rents. Things to note. Landlords may not know how much their rents will be, as tenants will have the right to challenge this in the tribunal. This may affect how buy-to-let properties are valued. If challenged, the tribunal may decide that the rent is fair, and if so, that will be that. Or the tribunal may decide that the rent is too high and therefore reduce it. If so, the new rent will be payable from a date that the tribunal directs, but this date will not be before the date of the tenant's application. Unique and high-spec properties without similar comparables are more likely than others to see their rents reduced if challenged. If a tenant successfully challenges the amount of this initial rent and the landlord has received the maximum 5 weeks rent by way of deposit, the landlord is likely to automatically be in receipt of a prohibited payment under the Tenant Fees Act 2019, because the amount of the deposit taken will at the point of the rent reduction exceed 5 weeks rent. Although we should note that will not be the time that the deposit is taken. When the deposit was taken, it was lawful, but this is something that landlords should really just bear in mind. Further, care should be taken to also ensure that the rent period prohibited payments under the same Act are monitored and where they arise are returned to the tenant without delay. The Tenant Fees Act provides that if for a rent period P1, the rent paid is more than that paid in a subsequent rent period, P2, that the difference between the two is a prohibited payment. It is worth noting, however, that periods of more than 12 months prior are disregarded for these purposes. The Tenant Fees Act also carries infringement, interest and penalties of up to £5,000 for minor infringements and up to £30,000 for more serious ones. And unless prohibited payments are returned to a tenant, the courts won't be able to grant a landlord possession should the landlord be seeking this, unless the landlord is relying on ground 7A and or ground 14. What will be the consequences of getting things wrong? 1. Landlords are unlikely to know what rent they will receive during the first 6 months of a tenancy, even where there are no comparables, and even where the rent is not significantly higher than rents in the locality. 2. How might this affect a business's viability if it has to defend a rent it thought had been agreed? 3. Will this affect mortgage covenants? 4.
This could lead to a disregard of the additional value of unique lettings, which have no local comparables, eventually leading to less choice in the private rented sector. 5. There could be Tenant Fees Act 2019 implications. How to mitigate the potential risks? 1. Gather evidence of local rents before deciding on a rent to charge. 2. Employ a competent agent, not necessarily based on who charges the least, who can set the right level of rent that is less likely to be challenged, and if challenged, more likely to be upheld in the tribunal. 3. Subscribe to an automatic valuation software provision to be able to thoroughly research the market. 4. Make sure that any employed agent, if relevant, is fully informed about the incoming law. 5. Take out insurance if this is an insurable risk. 6. As part of ongoing due diligence, draft a pre-tenancy questionnaire to confirm details and numbers of occupiers, etc., to capture all pertinent information. 7. In the pre-tenancy questionnaire, find out what the prospective tenant thinks of the proposed rent and if they think it is fair. In this regard, the prospective tenant should also be asked how they compare the dwelling to others in the locality, as their answers might strengthen the landlord's defence if the initial rents are challenged by the tenant. 8. Landlords should familiarise themselves with the statutory procedure, see Appendix 5, for the current prescribed form for tenants to challenge an initial rent. If you haven't got the book, you won't know what Appendix 5 is, but you can find it on the .gov.uk website. 9. Monitor possible Tenant Fees Act implications stringently. Next month, we've got permission to keep a pet, which has changed since the book was written. I'll decide on how to deal with that next month. In the meantime, stay well, stay blessed.